for a day or so, which seemed but moments in heaven, the blessed child watched its fall until it was a glittering little speck of brightness. When it looked a second time, the trump was gone. I do not know what happened to that child when at last it was time for Judgment Day and that shining trumpet was missed. I know that Judgment Day is long overpast because of the wickedness of the world. I think perhaps it was in A.D. 1000 when the expected day should have dawned that never came. But no other heavenly particulars do I know at all, because now my scene changes to the narrow ways of this earth, and the prologue in heaven ends. And now the scene is a dingy little shop in Caledonian Market, where things of an incredible worthlessness lie in wait for such as seek after an impossible cheapness. In the window, as though it had always been there, and never anywhere else, lies a long, battered, discolored trumpet of brass that no prospective purchaser has ever been able to sound. In it mice, shelter, and dust and fluff have gathered, after the fashion of this world. The keeper of the shop is a very old man, and he bought the shop long ago, but already this trumpet